One day, after I was doing a seminar and practice many years ago, I was driving home and I needed gas. And so I stopped off at a gas station and I was actually quite hungry. I was starving. Probably it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it was on a Saturday. And as I was pumping gas, I smelt this incredible aroma in the air of fried chicken. And I look over and believe it or not, KFC was right next to this gas station. That stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, I definitely was having a conversation myself. Boy, would I like some Kentucky Fried Chicken right now. But I just gave this seminar and I was telling people not to consume this stuff. I'm just going to get in my car and I'm going to go home, directly home. And so I get done with my gas, I get in my car, and somehow my car just drove me to KFC. So as I pulled in the parking lot, I looked around, I looked inside, I looked around to the back, didn't see any patients. And so I slipped out of the car and walked into this facility and I stood in line, looking around, keeping a low profile. Hopefully no one saw me. And so as I was standing in line, realizing what I was about to do, I had to invent some reasons for being there. And so I started to make up some reasons or justifications for doing this. Like, well, I don't really do this very often, and I'll only do this one time. And you know, I'm just going to have the chicken. I'm not going to have the extra biscuits or the fries or the mashed potatoes. And listen, I've been doing the plan so strict for such a long period of time. I mean, every once in a while, it's going to be okay. And I'll just treat this as an experiment to see what happens to myself. And so just before I was the next person in line, I heard this voice saying, Dr. Berg. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh no. I turn around, believe it or not, there was some person who was at my seminar. And I said, what are you doing here? And they said, well, what are you doing here? And I said, okay, you caught me. Well, I won't tell if you won't tell. So anyway, I proceeded to get my chicken wings, okay? And I slipped out, got in my car, and I started eating these chicken wings in my car as I was driving home because I had to get rid of the evidence before I got into the house so my wife did not see that I was eating this KFC. So as I walked in the door, I felt really tired, so I took a nap. Now, what was wild is I went into a coma. I slept for like 3 hours, and I woke up, and my eyes were completely bloodshot from that MSG. So this tip is on what to do if you happen to fall off the wagon. Not that you'll ever do this, but let's say, for example, you cheated and how do you get back on track? Realize this, that when you cheat on your program, the cravings that you're going to have are going to be very strong the next day. So you're going to have to increase your discipline to resist, or you're going to have to put more effort into ignoring these body cravings for this non-optimal food. But make it your personal rule that if you do cheat, get back on the program and do the program extra clean with super nutrient-dense foods, fast longer, take certain nutrients to help support your liver, as in nutritional yeast, which will be very helpful for your adrenals as well. And then reorganize your life so this does not become a habit.